Welcome to the Safe Money Retirement Show with your host, Tim Wood. Tim is a retirement and income specialist, certified financial fiduciary, and the founder of SafeMoneyRetirement.com. Tim primarily serves Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and Southwest Virginia, but he's sought after nationally for his expertise in helping people secure their retirements. Mr. Wood is a licensed life insurance professional in multiple states and specializes in working with people who are near retirement and those who have already retired with wealth management, income planning, and asset protection strategies using life, health, long-term care, and annuity insurance products. And now, here to talk with you about securing your retirement, your host, Tim Wood.
Welcome to the Save Money Retirement Show. I'm Tim Wood, an asset and retirement protection and guaranteed income specialist. One of the questions I get all the time is, how can I know that I'm going to have enough income in retirement? So I put together a list of five do's and don'ts on how to create a reliable paycheck in retirement, things you should do and things you shouldn't do. First, if you don't already have a copy of my book, Safe Money Retirement, Your Game Plan for Success, I strongly recommend you get one. It's going to go through how these income plans we're going to discuss, how they work, how they can work for you, how I work with my clients, and we'll send you a copy absolutely free. Just log right onto our website, safemoneyretirement.com, or give us a call anytime, 833-413-SAFE. That's 833-413-7233. Now, the five do's and don'ts to create a reliable paycheck in retirement. Number one, don't rely on conventional wisdom when claiming Social Security. Now, what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is there is no one-size-fits-all answer. You will hear a lot of advisors, and myself included in some cases, say that it makes the most sense to defer your Social Security as long as you possibly can, because obviously that gives you a raise in your income for the rest of your life. Now, in a lot of cases, that makes sense. In some cases, it doesn't. So what are some things to consider when we're talking about the Social Security piece? Number one, how long has your family lived? And what do I mean by that? If your mom and dad and uncle and all the people in your family are living into their late 80s or early 90s or late 90s, then it might make sense to defer your Social Security, because chances are that you might live there as well. And the longer that you can wait, then that's more money that you would get for the rest of your life. So it makes sense. Conversely, if you have seen a lot of people in your family pass relatively early, then maybe it would make more sense to start your Social Security earlier. So that's one thing to think about. Another one, how will your various income streams hold up against inflation during a long retirement? In other words, what's the best way to keep your money growing? What are you doing to keep your money growing? And then lastly, how might a significant or lengthy market downturn affect your retirement withdrawal strategies? Having to sell stock or anything else at a loss will have a lasting impact on the longevity of your nest egg. So making sure that you have those things and then take into account what you're going to do with Social Security, that's a really good starting point. The second thing, don't forget that there will be tax implications for any income decision you make. Now, what do I mean by that? None of us want to see the tax man get more than, you know, than the minimum we can give them. I mean, we all want to keep as much as we possibly can. However, if you're planning to pull large amounts out of your 401k, IRA, TSP, 403b, whatever kind of pre-tax retirement account that you have, then you could be looking at a huge tax bill when you pull that money out. And if you wind up doing that, you'll likely pay taxes on a portion of your Social Security benefits as well. So making a plan for that and doing it smartly and figuring out what the implications will be on that income, and maybe even making a plan before you get there. How can we convert some of this over to Roth? Because Roth, as long as it's been open for 5 years, you pay the taxes now at the lower tax rates, and all of that income then would be tax-free for the rest of your life. So that's one thing that I work with clients a lot on, and that's one thing to think about. Okay, number three, Do make dealing with required minimum distributions an important part of your plan. The age for RMDs now is 73. It's going to be going up to 75, but you will have to start taking RMDs at some point. The government forces you to. So you're going to have to start taking RMDs either at 73 or 75. So make that part of the plan. Now, if you've already got an income plan, like the plans you hear me talk about, the income that you get could be your required minimum distribution for that piece of money. Again, this is something that I can talk to each person individually about, but make sure that you plan that. Is your RMD going to come out of something that's going to just pay you, or do you need to take it out, and making sure that's all set. Number four, do pay attention to how your retirement withdrawals might affect your asset allocation. Now, what do I mean by that? I'm talking about in your current or in any new plans, basically the risk in your portfolio, no matter what it is, whatever you've got, will change either a little or a lot based on what happens to your various holdings throughout the year. So pay attention to how your withdrawals in the different products and in the different, you know, asset allocations, how that's going to affect you. And then lastly, never, ever, ever go into retirement without an income plan. Y'all have heard me talk about it before. You can get the report right on my website, safemoneyretirement.com. Study after study after study shows happiness in retirement is directly linked to having enough income and knowing that you're going to have enough income moving forward. This kind of goes back to one of the things in the very first point that I said is, what are you going to do to offset inflation? Because we know inflation isn't going away. It's not going to just magically disappear. So what are you going to do to combat inflation? And having an income plan that's going to work for when you retire 10 years from then, 20 years from then, maybe 30 years from then, that's what you need to do. Think of your retirement planner as a guide to get you safely and comfortably through the second half of your journey. And that's what a good retirement planner will do, is they will start with income. This all starts with income. We need to make sure you've got enough income to cover your bills now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and so you don't ever have that stress. You don't ever have that worry of, oh my gosh, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay for my medicine? How am I going to pay for anything? You want to make sure you've got the income piece taken care of first, and that's the very first thing that I work with my clients on, is ensuring that we've got a plan, a solid plan, a guaranteed plan, one we can count on for the income they're going to need now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. What can we do to keep some money growing that you can turn on more income later if inflation keeps being high? All those different things we have to put into account. But there are a lot of things you have to think about when you're thinking about these income plans and the do's and don'ts to create a reliable paycheck in retirement. Make sure you focus on this and make sure you've got a reliable plan for your specific situation. Well, I'm about out of time, and I would like to thank you for listening to the Safe Money Retirement Show. If you're serious about your financial future, give me a call, and together we'll get your retirement savings on the fast track to accumulate while reducing exposure to market loss. Thanks for listening, and until next time at the same time, I'm Tim Wood, reminding you to stay safe so you can step into a secure future.
You've been listening to the Safe Money Retirement Show with your host, Tim Wood. Find out how to contractually guarantee that your hard-earned money is safe while avoiding market loss so you can have the retirement that you deserve. Call Tim Wood now for your complimentary Safe Money Retirement Book and Information Kit at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. You can also contact Tim at safemoneyretirement.com. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and are not available for cash surrender or in a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. Fees may apply. Guarantees are based on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the insurance company. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified and licensed professional. Obviously, by calling us now, you are just taking the first step towards protecting your retirement. It's important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program are subject to change without notice. Did you know that your Social Security could be much higher depending on what option you choose for claiming your benefit? Social Security income is not as simple as some think. When should you take it? Should you only take your spouse's benefit while you continue to work? Deciding how to receive your Social Security benefit can make your head spin. Don't decide about your retirement without the facts. Call us now and ask for your complimentary Social Security guide at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233.